Hi, thanks for tuning in to Fairy Tale Science, where we explore the physics in children's stories and take a look at the friction in fiction. I'm Kevin, your host and primary researcher. Joining me is our storyteller and our co-host, Kay.
Hi there. We love reading to our kids, but a lot of these stories are scientifically dubious at best. So follow along as we break down our childhood misconceptions about the world around us and have a fun look at what would happen if these stories took place in our universe. Kevin, do you want to run with this intro?
Not I.
Well, then I will do it myself. Today we're starting a diet of knowledge as we look at the Little Red Hen. This fable demonstrates that you don't get something for nothing. The Little Red Hen goes through all the hard work to grow the wheat from seed, then harvest, mill, and bake, all while asking her friends, "Will you help me?" And one by one they all reply, "Not I." I always found this a lesson about being helpful, but nothing to be scientifically skeptical about. Kevin, what's your problem with this story?
Oh no, I don't have any issues with the moral of this story. And the anthropomorphism aside, I am a huge fan of this one. Hard work pays off 100%.
Well, that was a short episode. Come back next week when we talk about...
Hang on. It's just this loaf of bread. I mean, I suppose a loaf isn't really a scientific measurement, so it could be any size. But aren't you curious about how much bread all this hard work yields?
Honestly, I've never even thought about it.
Well, I certainly have, and it turns out a lot of farmers have as well. Agricultural science is surprisingly thorough. So grain is actually incredibly easy to grow. You can get quite a substantial yield for a plot of land about the size of your dining room table. 1 square meter gets you about 0.5 kilogram of flour.
Okay, so that sounds promising. What does that equate to in loaves of bread?
One. Grain is packed in very close together. It's sewn very tightly, so that's quite a lot of wheat in that small space. On average, one wheat plant will yield between 5 and 8 heads of grain, each with 22 to 40 kernels per head. So that's 110 to 320 kernels per plant. And each kilogram of flour, well, that takes about 33,000 kernels.
Oh no. So how many kilos of flour, or I guess now we're talking in grams, does our hen have?
Let's go best case scenario. She's got the top of the line grain here. Her one wheat plant will yield 320 kernels, which is about 10 grams of flour. A standard loaf of bread requires about 270 grams of flour, which means we have a total yield of 15 grams of bread, or about a third of a slice.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
All of that hard work for one third of a slice of bread really changes the story for me now. Who wants to help me plant this grain of wheat? And all the animal friends said, "Not I. We understand agricultural sciences. And this grain will not be enough for all of us. Let's just order from Uber Eats." And they used their free time to start a gardening podcast. Join us this season as we take a deeper read into the physics behind some of the most famous fairy tales. What's really going on with Rapunzel's hair? What happened to the cow that jumped over the moon? And what would happen if a dragon flew around the world in 5 seconds like the paper bag princess?
Thanks for listening. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Fairy Tale Science Podcast. And remember, if you want to see the math from this episode, you can head over to fairytalescience.ca. Check back with us for another Barnyard episode when we blow the roof off of the Three Little Pigs.